91.3 WLRN presents South Florida Arts Beat. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Today you can enjoy another performance from our Miami studios. We are honored to present the Miami Jazz Trio, comprised of legendary South Florida jazz musicians and educators, Vince Maggio on piano, Randall Dallahan on guitar, and Jamie Owsley on bass. These three esteemed jazz musicians have been educating students for decades at the University of Miami and Florida International University. So please stay with us to catch this rare live performance from the superb Miami Jazz Trio coming up on South Florida Arts Beat right after these news updates from NPR and the WLRN Miami Herald News.
Ed Bell's South Florida Arts Beat, which airs each Friday at 1 p.m., is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on WLRN Extra HD, now with more power and better coverage in South Florida. Listen on your HD radio at 91.3-2 or live online at WLRN.org.
And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount, and their new store is located in Aventura. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. It's better under the palm. We're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN Incorporated. More info at WLRN.org. And Bunny Cakes, a vegan and gluten-free bakery located at 2322 Northeast 2nd Avenue in the Wynwood District of Miami. Information at BunnyCakes.com. Bunny Cakes, our heart with every cupcake. Our musicians today form a relatively new group, each with decades of jazz performance to their credit. As well, they have taught legions of young college students about America's music on their respective instruments. This group could perform on any stage throughout the world and thoroughly delight jazz-loving audiences. The Miami Jazz Trio is comprised of legendary musicians Vince Maggio on piano, Randall Dallahan on guitar, and Jamie Owsley on acoustic bass. Vince Maggio's long career found him performing with Cannonball Adderley, Stan Getz, Sonny Stitt, Mel Torme, and Ira Sullivan, among many other luminaries. He started the jazz piano program at the renowned University of Miami School of Music in 1970. He continued teaching for 34 years and mentored notable musicians such as Monty Alexander, Mike Gerber, Bruce Hornsby, T. Lavitz, Cliff Carter, Mike Levine, Gil Goldstein, Ben Stivers, Doug Bickle, and David Reutstein, among many others. In the words of Shelley Berg, dean of the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami, quote, "Vince Maggio is a brilliant artist and, if possible, an even better teacher, and as a result, the world of professional music is populated with Maggio disciples who attribute much of their success to Vince's dedicated mentoring," unquote. Guitarist and educator Randall Dallahan came to the University of Miami in 1974, and he directed the jazz studies, the jazz guitar studies department at the University of Miami School of Music for over 30 years and retired in December 2011. Throughout his career, he has recorded, toured, and or played in concert with Edgar Winter, the Dixie Dregs, Dr. Lonnie Smith, Lou Donaldson, Randy Brecker, Toots Thielemann, Burt Bacharach, and Stanley Turrentine. He has also accompanied many renowned vocalists such as Tony Bennett, Nancy Wilson, Peggy Lee, Kenny Rogers, Bo Diddley, and Placido Domingo. Jamie Owsley is assistant professor of jazz bass at Florida International University. The Miami Herald says, quote, "His tone and dexterity are prized by area jazz royalty," unquote. His most recent recording, A Sea of Voices, reached number 8 on the U.S. Jazz Week radio charts and won Best of Show at the Global Music Awards. His second CD, Back Home, was named South Florida Jazz CD of the Year by the Palm Beach Post. In 2013, the recording Bossa Nova Sinfonico, on which he performed, was nominated for a Grammy. These accolades hardly scratch the surface of these three exceptional musicians and educators, but it is our fortune and honor to be in their presence and to witness their collective superb musicianship. So, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome to South Florida Arts Beat for their worldwide performance, the Miami Jazz Trio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was our spring medley, beginning with It Might As Well Be Spring by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Second song, the ballad was Suddenly It's Spring by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And the last three notes we played were the first three notes of Spring Is Here. I know you got all that. We're now going to do a Bill Evans original called How My Heart Sings.
The Miami Jazz Trio. We'll take a break right here and back for more at 24 minutes past the hour here on South Florida Arts Beat. Stay with us. Back in Studio A at 25 minutes past the hour here on South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you with the magnificent Miami Jazz Trio. Let's welcome back Vince Maggio at the piano, Randall Dallahan on guitar, and Jamie Housley on bass. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Jazz Trio. We're going to take a break just now. That's Vince Maggio on piano, Randall Dollahan guitar, Jamie Owsley on bass, and a little bebop material from the Miami Jazz Trio. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Back to South Florida Arts Beat and the magnificent the Miami Jazz Trio. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount, and their new store is located in Aventura. For details and store locations, go to PolloTropical.com. It's better under the palm. We're also quite generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN Incorporated. More info at WLRN.org. And Bunny Cakes, a vegan and gluten-free bakery located at 2322, that's 2322 Northeast 2nd Avenue in the Wynwood District of Miami. For information, go to bunnycakes.com. Bunny Cakes are heart with every cupcake, and wow, your heart is in every single composition you all play. We could spend literally hours talking about each one of these musicians' careers and barely scratch the surface. So I just want to know, Mr. Vince Maggio, how did you get this magnificent all-star group together? What was the process like?
Randall and I first started playing a duo at the University of Miami 30 years ago, mostly in-house performances, and we found ourselves pretty compatible. My dad was a guitar player, so I love the instrument, and I love him more than anybody on that instrument. Then after 30 years or so, it occurred to us that we'd both been playing an awful lot of bass lines, and maybe it was time to turn it over to a real bass player, which would allow me to use two hands to play chords instead of one, and would allow him a lot of freedom. So Mr. Owsley, who I view as the premier bass player in this part of the country, evolved from a student of mine many, many years ago into being the star that he is now, with many trios and an amazing, amazing musician, and he brings the energy that keeps a couple geezers like Randall and I going. So I'm very grateful to have him on the band.
Well, hopefully you geezers want to continue your marvelous trio, and I see you on stage at every major European jazz festival within the year. I hope my wish comes true. If you want to get in touch with the Miami Jazz Trio, you can simply call 305-305-0712. That's Jamie's phone number, and he's kindly accepted the position of
business manager.
So more gigs coming up all the way into the new year. You will be certainly constructing a new website, but you're such a new entity out on the stages these days as the Trio. What is your hope for the Miami Jazz Trio?
I would like to see it exist ongoing as a resident ensemble, even after my time with it is over, and that it represents the tradition of jazz in this town from as long as I've been here, which was the mid-60s, and that it continues to bring the best in tasty music to its audiences.
Well, Vince Maggio, Randall Dollahan, and Jamie Owsley, may we hear one more composition in this segment?
Sure.
Once again, 305-305-0712. Hopefully they'll have a website up very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Grand Miami Jazz Trio.
Thank you.
The Miami Jazz Trio, Vince Maggio, piano, Randall Dallahan, guitar, Jamie Owsley, bass, will take yet another break here on South Florida Arts Beat. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with South Florida Arts Beat. On stage, the magnificent Miami Jazz Trio. Gentlemen. Thank you.
That was Be My Love, written by Nicholas Brodsky and Sammy Kahn, especially for Mario Lanza in 1950.
Thank you.
gift cards in any amount, and their new store is located in Aventura. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. It's better under the palm. We're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN Incorporated. More info at WLRN.org. And Bunny Cakes, a vegan and gluten-free bakery located at 2322 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Wynwood, Miami. Information at bunnycakes.com. Bunny Cakes, our heart with every cupcake. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix with Christy Angelis on the music mix. We'd like to thank our support staff, Alan Tomlinson, director of original programming, and the WLRN-TV staff, Chip Richards, Doug Clark.